Welcome to Women's Wellness Podcast with Lucy Coutinho and Nahal Horn, where we are tackling mommy stress one wellness practice at a time. This is a safe space where women and our brave men too can come and share their stories. Created with my love for storytelling and passion for mental health in mind, my aim is to help amplify the voices of women everywhere. These conversations will feel like having a warm cup of tea or a coffee with a friend. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Hey, welcome.
Welcome. Today, this is the last month of the year, December of 2021. So excited to close out this year. I've had so many wonderful things happen this year, not so great things happen. It's just been 2020 and 2021 have been like kind of like a blur, it's gone so fast but yet so slow. It's just kind of challenging for a lot of us, so we're sending a lot of love and healing energy out that way to anyone who needs it. I know I've certainly needed it at times. So, yeah, definitely. So we wanted to come together today, Nahal and I, and record this episode, setting our intentions together, and also welcoming our listeners to do the same. And we wanted to, you know, offer some little tips that we've gathered along along our journeys, and things that we have been putting into place that we've seen a great progress and you know, it's actually worked for us. So we wanted to share it. But first I wanted to share the 5 ways that we can set our intention and trust the universe. Number one, this is a good one, guys. Don't just try something, actually do it. I don't know. This is a good one because if you're anyone like me, you know, typically when I say I'll try something, it means I'm probably 90% sure I'm not going to do it. So, and you know, we were talking offline a little bit, Nahal, and you said, typically it's a cop-out, you know, it's something we say when we're not, you know, ready to commit to something or we're not sure. So I would highly encourage you to, and for myself as well, not just to say I will try something, but I'm actually going to do it. If I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. There's no trying. I'm just going to do it. So that's number one. Number two, know what it is that you came here to do on this planet. Easier said than done, right?
Yeah, how do we do that? How do we figure that out?
Yeah, so that is the question. I'm going to share a little bit about how I'm able to do that, and Nahal, if you can share out how you've been able to do that. So know what it is. So I've been paying attention a lot to, like, you know, the things that spark my interest, you know, the things that I'm passionate about, you know, just paying great attention to those things. And the past couple of years have really helped me to figure that out. You know, I started my career in television. That was great. Mm-hmm. You know, I knew that storytelling was my jam. I'm still till this day very passionate about it. But then it clicked also in my mind that it's beyond just storytelling, but what stories did I want to tell? What stories did I want to focus on? And I went back to, like, just paying attention to, like, the things that I love talking about and discussing. And, you know, my first book entitled Pieces of Freedom, A Self-Healing Journal, is focused on the healing journey. Mm-hmm. So I've always been on that path, you know, just like focusing on wellness and mental health. And then it started to make sense. I was like, wow, it's mental health. That is the path. And storytelling is the tool to help get that awareness out there and to reach people and to help people in that capacity. So just, mm-hmm. you know, paying attention to those little things, like what sparks my interest, what am I in, what, you know, helps me come alive, you know, what would I sit and do for hours without and completely lose track of time? What would I sit and do for free and not even care about getting paid for? So these are the things that I've been paying attention to, and it's helped me clarify this very question, like, what is it that I'm here to do? So I don't know about you, Nihal, but that's kind of what I've come to realize lately.
I mean, I think you also mentioned that it took time. It's not like you knew as a child. It's something that you kind of organically developed as you grew and as you had experiences to kind of pinpoint exactly what it was. And like, you can even tell people, like, how long did it take you to figure these things out? You know, let them, was it like in your 30s, was it your 20s?
I think that the 30s was like kind of like that growing pain, like that kind of like that moment in time yeah. when it was just like I was emerging and like really trying to figure it out. It was like a question where I was like, I need to figure this out. Mm-hmm. And then like gradually into my 40s, that's where it was like, this is it. It has to be, I have to do something more. Like I wanted yes. more. And what that more meant, it wasn't like, oh, you know, I have to completely change like the outer, you know, the exterior things about myself. It was more so, okay, I want to serve. I want to help. I want to create impact. So mm-hmm. how do I do that? And so once I begin to ask those questions, right, then I begin to find the answers. Like it's like almost like picking up the clues. Like all of my 20s and 30s left clues for me to go back and like gather mm-hmm. and I did, and here I am. So I hope that helps and answers your question.
Yes. Well, you asked me about my purpose. I would like to share with someone, like, you know me, I always go back to astrology.
So yeah,
if you look up your chart and you go into you could do astro.com, Cafe Astrology, look up your chart, you will see a north node symbol. I think it's like an upside down U with two little circles on each side. That's your north node. So once you figure that out, you can like look it up online. Like I have a Cancer north node. So my spirit and my soul came into this world to have the qualities more like a Cancer, which is like family oriented, nurturing, feminine, like mothering energy. And then you can look into the house that it's in, and that's like goes into the details, but that's a very general way in astrology to find out your soul's purpose, which is, I think, you know, really interesting for anyone listening. Definitely just go check out your north node, the sign that it's in, and then the house. And that should give you a little bit of the clues if you're at the moment like not sure, or if you're, you know, lost. And I think it's okay to always feel that way. Mm-hmm. I think in life, like nobody has it fully figured out. You have to leave room for mystery and like magic and the unknown, which, you know, everything is really unknown.
Everything is. And that's definitely accurate. And you also have to consider we are constantly evolving and changing mm-hmm. as a person. So who you were in your 20s may not necessarily resonate with who you are now.
Oh, definitely not.
In your 40s. So it like it constantly changing. And another thing too, like it's okay to change careers. It's okay to completely change your path. I think we've made that so like it's almost like we've shamed that. You know, it's because it means that you failed because you couldn't carry out whatever it is that you said you were going to do. And I don't subscribe to that, because whenever I feel like something's not resonating or it's not feeling, it's not fulfilling me, and it's not fulfilling the purpose that I'm here to that I feel like I'm here to do, mm-hmm. it's time to let that go. And because this is it, this is the journey, and you only get this try once.
Yeah, and that so, we know of.
Yeah, that we know of, you know, this current realm and reality. So that's my advice, my suggestion rather, because advice has to be solicited. So I do encourage that if that's something that you're seeking.
Thank you. That's beautiful. So yeah. Give us number three. We're ready.
Number three, you have to believe in yourself more than your circumstances or your situation. Please trust in your abilities. Trust that you can do whatever it is that you want to do. And it comes from that belief. And we had our last episode, actually, we talked a lot about, you know, just that initial belief in yourself and how that changes everything.
Everything. Yeah.
Yeah. And absolutely. I do believe that. I do. So, and number four, feel like the job has already been done. So whatever it is that you're trying to execute and whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, just imagine, like almost embody that role. Okay. So fake it till you make it. Seriously. You know, just like I am, if you aspire to be an actress, I am an actress, you know, I am the greatest actress ever, whatever your desires may be, embody that, say it, feel it, own it. And I think that energy, it works.
Yeah. The affirmative statements, the mm-hmm. I am statements.
The absolutely. I am statements.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. If you have to write it down on a sticky note and put it around your space wherever it is that you know you're going to see it on a daily basis, do that. I do that. I have my I am statements in my jewelry box. My jewelry stand, rather. You know, I know that every day I have to open it up to take my jewelries out or whatever. So I know I have to look at it. So
it's a great idea.
That's one thing you can do. Put it on your mirror. A lot of people do that. Yeah. And lastly, and this is a really good one, make sure that your action is backing you up. Speak what you want into existence. And we actually have, Nihal's going to share out some ideas that we can use.
Oh, yes. So we've all heard of like the vision board. And Lucy and I were talking offline before the episode about how, you know, we don't want everybody to see our vision board. Sometimes we're a little like, you know, embarrassed that we want this purse or this car. And, you know, these are all normal, but we want to be able to still have our visions out there that we can see every day, kind of like the sticky note. So I have an idea for everybody. If you have Canva, it's just Canva, CANVA.com. You could go to Canva, or you could do it on your phone and download the app and make online vision boards that have all the things that you want to do and accomplish with words or with images or with whatever, like even photos of yourself maybe. And then just screenshot it or save it on your phone, and then you can use it as your home screen. So whenever you are on your phone, you are always reminded of the things that you want in your life and that you want to achieve, and your intentions are always right in front of you. So, and it's private, so no one's really going to see it unless they, you know your password.
I do like that idea. You know, and we put everything in our phones anyway, like, you know, everything's so accessible on there. Totally. So I think it's a great idea, and just to like have it in the palm of your hands. Oh, I need a reminder really quickly. Yeah. You know, just go on the app and it's right there.
It's on your phone.
It's on your actual phone.
Oh, yeah, your home screen.
Your home screen. Yeah. Yes. So you have to look at it every time you touch your phone.
Absolutely. I love
that. No, that one, that's a good one. I'm actually going to do that one.
Great. Today's a really good time to do it because we had our solar eclipse, new moon in Sagittarius yesterday, and usually the energy's good for like the next couple days. So I would highly encourage anyone, today's December 5th. Actually, this might not come out till later, but on any new moon, you can go ahead and set your intentions, because farmers, like if you look at farmers' almanacs, the best time to plant seeds is during the new moon. So look up when the next new moon is, and you can go ahead and create your vision board then.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Awesome. Anything else you have for us?
Oh, no. Whenever you're doing any of these exercises, it's really important to just have fun. You know, do it with a light heart. It doesn't have to be so serious. And yeah, having fun is the most important thing with setting intentions and being in a state of like joy. So put on some good music, light a candle, whatever you have to do. Take a bath before, whatever gets you in the right state of mind.
Yes, I love that. And I also wanted to share this. A young lady had shared this with me before, and I actually tried it. I practiced this one with the intention jar.
Oh, yes.
Yes, so it's an actual, you can grab a jar, or maybe if you don't have a jar, you can maybe like a small box, and gather little pieces of paper and write your intentions on each paper, whatever that be. And put them in that jar or that box and keep them in there. And as you're, as you accomplish those, each of those intentions, you can take them out. Or if you feel like if it's an intention that's ongoing, leave it in there and, visit it often, take out the pieces of paper and see where you are with your, with accomplishing those intentions. So that's a really good one. I'm actually going to post on my story. On my Instagram page, that's luce dot inspiration, on how to create an intention jar. It's really cool,
That's
because
awesome. I want to try that one.
yeah,
Thank
that one
you.
is really cool. So, all right, so we're gonna share also our personal 2021 intention. I wanted to start with mine. And I'm going to hold myself accountable for these. I hope that is my intention. So the first one is, I am free to live the life that I desire. The second one, I am safe and at peace. And I have to really be okay with feeling that I'm at peace and be, because sometimes, like, and sometimes I struggle with this. It's like, when things feel settled and peaceful, I get like uncomfortable, or like wait
Like,
for the
when
other
is the
shoe to
shoe gonna
drop.
drop? Yes, I was
Yeah.
just gonna
And
say that.
so, yeah. And so this past year has been a lot of that, just like I'm working towards that state of peace. But then when I arrive there and I'm actually feeling that, I'm like, oh my goodness, I shouldn't be feeling this way, because what if, and what if, and I have to be prepared and I have to be ready. So my intention is to be really serious about that, like feeling that sense of safety and sense of peace, and submerging myself in it and being completely okay with it. So that's a huge one for me personally. Yeah.
Yes, I love that one.
And thank you. And another one, I'm learning more and more about myself. And so when I say this, it's allowing myself the grace, the compassion, and the self-kindness to go through this process without judging
I love
myself
that
in the process.
awareness.
Oh, yes. Yes. And it's okay. I'm learning more and more about myself. Every day I'm discovering more about myself, and discovering better ways to do things and to handle situations. And I might not always get it right, and that's completely okay, because I can try again and try again. So that's a huge one, just being more compassionate with myself.
I love that one so much. And I think for anyone listening, I love how you put it in such beautiful words. Like, we tend to, when we're self-reflective, sometimes we can be self-analytical, and that creates criticism, self-criticism and doubts and judging ourselves. But instead, you want to replace that with just pure awareness, which has no judgment at
Yes,
all.
no judgment at all. Exactly. And lastly, I have more compassion and understanding for my past. I am moving forward with love and surrender to what life has in store for me.
I felt that one. Those details are beautiful.
Yeah. So that's it for me. And it's short, but it's a big chunk. It's a big chunk. it's a big one, and I'm ready for the challenge, and I'm mostly ready for the commitment to myself, you know. Because we should be able to bet on ourselves, bet on yourself, make this the year that you're like, I'm gonna bet all hands on me. Because that's what we need to do, right?
Absolutely. If we don't, then who will?
Yeah, that is for sure. So
thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. And now for yours.
Oh my gosh, Lucy, I totally did not write mine down. I'm so going by the fly, flying by the seat of my pants, but
that's here fine we go. Too.
So number one, I definitely want to reset and calm my nervous system from the last couple years. So with that, daily walks, more meditation every day, maybe twice a day, eating healthier foods, and doing whatever I can to just stop distracting myself when emotions come up and letting myself truly just heal on all fronts. So my nervous system is not so jumpy, which I bet everybody can relate to from the last almost 2 years now.
Oh yeah, because we've been feeling kind of like unsafe, unsettled.
Exactly. There's always something coming up, like a new variant and this, more restrictions. Everyone's kind of like, we all have like a collective PTSD emotionally.
Yeah. And it's really justified.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. And that's why having compassion and, you know, self-care routines and practices are really important.
Absolutely. So that is my number one, my nervous system. Number two, I would say more clarity and more focus and ease in my day-to-day, because, you know, I think it goes hand in hand with feeling your nervous system and being in survival mode. There is, like, a lot of us can feel lack of clarity. I know for me personally, how can you be clear and how can you be creative when you are always in this state that doesn't allow for more expansiveness? So yeah, clarity, focus, and creativity. More of that, please.
Or yeah, more stuff. Of that.
And finally, three, you know, sounds, I really, really, like, one of the biggest parts of me is traveling, exploring, adventure, learning, and experiencing new cultures are all so important to me. And I haven't really gotten to do that like most people. Some people have been traveling, you know, as safe as they can, which is okay. But I really would love to have a big trip planned for next year overseas, like internationally. So that is my intention to, as long as it's safe, to do that.
Yeah, I love that. And I feel that one too, because I've been feeling like, oh my goodness, I need, because it's like stimulation. It's just so much. Traveling does so much for your spirit that I am.
So does.
Yeah. Yes. And I've been keeping a list of all the places I want to see. And I want to make it to sooner rather than later. And I think with the whole shutdown and things like that, it really has reminded me to be more intentional about living life, you know, and traveling is a big part of it. So, and not being able to do it for so long, you're like, wow, you know, what if that happens again? So, I think that's a great one. But I love all of your intentions are great. It definitely resonates. And something I also took notes for myself, because those are also things that I wanna tackle as well.
Yes. I'm so glad to hear that. And we will. Like, I honestly think the hardest part is really just taking a piece of paper and a pen and writing out your intentions, because that is half the battle. And then you just have to do the actionable steps and it will all fall into place.
It will. And we wish you much success. We're all here together, and don't hesitate to send us a message or note. We're always so happy to hear from you.
Yes.
And before we go, I did want to send a special shout out to these beautiful souls who have shared their intentions with us. Yes. And I'm going to name them. I'm gonna go. There's three lovely ladies, and we appreciate you all so much. Vanessa had this to say: my intention is to maintain balance, ease, and peace of mind as I bring a new life into the world. That is so beautiful. So beautiful.
Love that.
Yes. The second one came from Radiance. She was actually our guest, previous guest as well. And she shared, my desire is to create a legacy of wealth, health, and financial abundance for the future generations, one step at a time in 2022. And I love that she said, one step at a time.
Yes.
Because I heard that, you know, because it reminds you again that that's what it takes. It's little steps that get you there. And it's okay. Just enjoy the process, because that's where the jewel is. It's in the process. It's not when you get there. You know, it's in your presence. It's being there.
Absolutely.
And last, Brenda, intention is striving to be a better person. I love that, because that I feel like a lot of the reason why we are here is to become the best version of ourselves.
It is, absolutely.
And I love that. So awesome. Nihal, I can stay on with forever. We have so much to share, and it's always a pleasure. Thank you for sharing out your intentions, and thank you to our listeners. For all of you, we wouldn't be here without you. I see you, I recognize you, and I value you. And we're looking forward to so much more in 2022. We're sending you so much love. And reach out to us anytime. We are here. Again, my Instagram page is luce.inspiration. Until the next time, we are sending you all so much love. Here's to a great 2022. Rock on.
Woohoo! Here it goes.
All right. Peace and love.